Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Dangerous air in parts of the U.S.
You can see it, you can feel it, you can smell it.
It's causing some real health concerns.
A lot of patients coming in for asthma treatment.
And could a Donald Trump indictment be near?
Possible charges on classified documents and on obstruction.
Good morning, I'm Cammie McCormick with the CBS World News Roundup. The air quality in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic regions of the country is miserable.
It's a serious issue. You can't exercise outside. People with asthma and respiratory disease can't stay outside for long.
It's smoke and haze from wildfires in eastern Canada. Outdoor school activities have been canceled, flights delayed because of the haze, sporting events postponed. In New York, they're making a million N95 masks available at state facilities. The governor says it's not even safe to take a walk. Correspondent Lilia Luciano begins our coverage.
More than a dozen states faced air quality alerts.
All New Yorkers should limit outdoor activity to the greatest extent possible.
In New York, Mayor Eric Adams said the air quality was at its worst since the 1960s. On Broadway, the conditions prompted two musicals to cancel their shows. The New York Liberty postponed its WNBA game, and the Yankees rescheduled their matchup with the Chicago White Sox, turning away some fans at the stadium.
Definitely for the air quality, it should be the right decision.
It all comes after an unusually early and intense start to Canada's wildfire season. More than 400 wildfires are burning across the country, over half of them still out of control.
I'm Chris Mavridis in Toronto, where smoke has reduced the visibility here at times to less than a quarter of a mile. Ontario's premier has issued a plea not to light campfires anywhere in the province, but no official order has been made yet. Next door in Quebec, it's already the worst wildfire season on record. More than 500 firefighters are battling 120 out-of-control fires north of Montreal and awaiting help from 600 American firefighting personnel and water bombers now on their way.
I'm Jim Crisula. The smoke and haze are causing misery for millions of people. Dr. Christina Orio is an urgent care doctor in Boston.
We're seeing a lot of patients coming in for asthma treatment, for chest pain, and it may be linked to what's going on in the environment. So do seek medical attention if you feel like your symptoms are severe.
One forecaster says the weather system that's driving the great Canadian-American smoke out will be around into the weekend.
U.S. prosecutors have informed Donald Trump's lawyers that he is the target of a probe into his handling of classified documents after leaving the White House. It could be the clearest sign yet that prosecutors are moving closer to charging the former president. Here's correspondent Catherine Harridge.
Trump's team has been informed that he is a target of the federal probe into the possible mishandling of classified information. But sources familiar with the matter stop short of confirming a formal target letter was sent to his legal team. A target letter is seen as the clearest indicator in criminal cases that a charging decision is imminent, and it's seen as an opportunity for the defendant to cooperate with prosecutors. The investigation has focused on the more than 100 classified documents discovered at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort, as well as possible obstruction. Trump took to social media calling this investigation a witch hunt and said no one has told him he's being indicted and shouldn't because he's, quote, done nothing wrong.
The Vatican says the Pope is doing well after his abdominal surgery yesterday and will rest for the remainder of the day. Chris Livesay is in Rome.
The Vatican says he spent a peaceful night here and he's now alert and in good condition. The surgeon says there were no complications as they operated on a painful abdominal hernia, removed scar tissue, and implanted a prosthetic mesh. His doctor says that he went straight back to work from his hospital bed following the procedure.
He's expected to stay in the hospital for several days. The water level at a reservoir in southern Ukraine is approaching what officials call a dangerous low after the destruction of a dam, which the Ukrainians blame on Russia. Correspondent Deborah Potta.
Misery upon misery for the people of Kherson. They wade through the deluge, clutching their possessions, using whatever they can to stay afloat. While stranded animals gather on what little high ground they can find, fresh drinking water is flown in by drones to desperate residents, and soldiers and volunteers work tirelessly to evacuate those trapped by rising waters, carrying the frail and elderly to safety. But danger is always close, says Katerina. As a Russian shell lands nearby, this may be a disaster area, but it is still a war zone.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is now in the race for the Republican presidential nomination and was at a CNN town hall last night where he was asked whether he would pardon those convicted for the January 6th Capitol riot.
I have no interest or no intention of pardoning those that assaulted police officers or vandalized our Capitol. They need to be answerable to the law.
Pence refused to say whether he'd pardon Donald Trump should he be convicted. Pence said despite Trump's high poll numbers, he doesn't believe the former president will be the nominee. The main suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Alabama student Natalie Holloway is expected to be handed over to U.S. officials in Peru and flown to the U.S. today. Johan van der Sloot is wanted on extortion and wire fraud charges, the only charges connecting him with the murder. Holloway was 18 when she disappeared in Aruba. Her body was never found. She was last seen with van der Sloot. He's been serving time in Peru for the murder of a woman there. Barcelona couldn't entice Lionel Messi back. The 35-year-old soccer star said yesterday he will not return to Spain and will instead join Inter Miami in Major League Soccer. Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa at Dolphins minicamp in Miami thought the reporter was kidding because he just got finished watching Ted Lasso.
That's awesome. Got another superstar. So, I mean, big names out here in Miami. You know, it's good for the culture out here.
Messi was offered a lucrative offer from Saudi Arabia, but said he wanted to get out of the spotlight a bit. Bud Light is no longer the number one beer in America. It's seen a more than 22% drop in sales. Conservatives have been calling for a boycott of the brand for collaborating with a transgender influencer.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are we treating our kids who suffer from anxiety the right way? CBS's Stacy Lynn reports.
A new study in the journal Pediatrics found while more kids are being diagnosed with anxiety disorders,
we did see a decreasing trend in the number that were receiving therapy.
Dr. Laura Chavez with Nationwide Children's Hospital.
Anxiety disorders can be best treated when therapy is combined with medication.
And she says the findings indicate we may be over-medicating them. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A salmonella outbreak in Chicago has been linked to ground beef, according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. There have been nearly 30 confirmed cases. A small number of salmonella cases in other states also are under investigation, according to the Centers for Disease Control and state health departments. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, June 8th. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.